In our previous year, we began a discussion of the Machlokes Rishonim of who read the Megillah on behalf of the B'nai Kfarim who came to the city on an earlier date, as the Mishnah mentions, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. Who read for them the Megillah? Rashi learns that one of the people of the city read the Megillah on their behalf. Tosfos, many Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ritva, disagree, and their opinion is that someone who's not Mechuyev cannot read the Megillah on their behalf. And as we discussed in our previous shiur, at the end of the shiur, we can't use here the concept of Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh. And actually, this question is a question that is posed in the Yerushalmi as well. The Yerushalmi asks a question, what's the halacha? As we learn in our Mishnah, we learn in our Gemara, that the people who lived in cities that don't have a wall, the time for their reading the Megillah is Yud Aleph Adar. The people who live in a city that have a wall, Mimos Yeshua Benun, the time for their reading the Megillah is Tezvav Adar. And the Yerushalmi discusses, can somebody from one city that has a wall, can somebody from Tezvav read the Megillah for somebody on Yud Aleph or vice versa? In fact, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches in Sif Katan Ches quotes the Pri Chodosh. He mentioned in the Sharetzi in Sif Katan Ches, the Mishnah Brura brings down the Maror Mekoymus that one cannot read the Megillah for somebody who's not. A person from Yud Aleph cannot read on Tezvav. A person on Tezvav cannot read on Yud Aleph. Why? Because our Mishnah says, our Gemara says, Zmanim, and the Gemara says, Zmanu Shalzeh, like Zmanu Shalzeh. Every place has a very specific Zman when the Megillah is read. The Megillah, for the people without a wall, the Zman is Yud Aleph. For the people with a wall, the Zman is Tezvav, and you can't confuse these two Zmanim. So according to the Pri Chodesh, we certainly can't understand, we have a difficulty understanding Rashi. If the Yerushalmi, as the Pri Chodesh understands, holds that if you have different Zmanim, you can't read the Megillah, so too should be the Halacha for these people who live in the city, whose man is Yud Aleph, should not be able to read the Megillah for the people who read, who live in the villages, whose man is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. The Mishnah, the Tveris Yisrael, has a very interesting approach. His approach is that somebody who lives in a city with a wall, Tezvav, somebody who's supposed to read the Megillah on Tezvav, the halacha is that if such an individual, for some reason, cannot be available to read the Megillah on Tezvav, he's allowed to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph. So since that individual is allowed to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, says the Tveris Yisrael, therefore, he could be mitzi and read the Megillah on Yud Aleph for people from Yud Aleph. But a person from Yud Aleph can't read the Megillah on Tezvav, and therefore on Tezvav, a Yud Aleph person can't read the Megillah on their behalf. That's the approach of the Tveris Yisrael. But the Mishnah Brura himself quotes the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim seems not to be sure if the Yud Aleph, if the person from Yud Aleph could read for the person on Tezvav and vice versa. So the Stipler in Siman Aleph and in Siman Beis in Masechta Megillah and the Chasam Sofer as well seem to have a very similar explanation in understanding this machloikus rishonim. How do I understand when can I be mitzi someone else, even though I currently am not mechuyev? And they explain as follows. As Rashi's opinion is, as long as I am mechuyev to do this mitzvah, even though I am currently not mechuyev to do this mitzvah, the fact that this is a mitzvah that I have a connection to, that is enough to make that I should be able to do the mitzvah on behalf of someone else who is currently mechuyev to do the mitzvah. The Rosh, on the other hand, is of the opinion that no, it's not enough that I should have a connection to the mitzvah. The Rosh's opinion is that I have to be personally obligated to do the mitzvah. And if I currently am not obligated to do the mitzvah, then I'm not able to do the mitzvah on behalf of someone else who has that obligation. And now we can understand the Machlokes Rishonim very well. Rashi's opinion is that the fact that I am mechuyev in the mitzvah, even though it's still before your dalid, is enough for me to be able to read the Megillah on behalf of those other individuals. The Rosh, however, holds, since this is not the day that I do the mitzvah, since this is not the day that for me to do the mitzvah, I can't do the mitzvah on behalf of someone else who today it is his chiyuv to do the mitzvah. And this will obviously be relevant in two situations. One is the machlokes Rashi and Rosh, and the other is the machlokes of the Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim. Could someone from your Dalad read on behalf of someone at Tezvav, and so, and vice versa? Actually, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody did not read the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Shin, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Resh Pechas, paskins that if somebody did not read the Megillah, who was supposed to read it on Yud Gimel, on Yud Dalet, he could still read it on Tezvav. So it could be that that's what the Machlokes of the Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim is about. If we'll say that somebody from Tezvav be the Eved to read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, and somebody from Yud Dalet can be the Eved read the Megillah on Tezvav, so then the Pri Megadim will certainly be right. If, however, Yud Dalet could only read on Yud Dalet and Tezvav could only read on Tezvav, we could understand better the opinion of Pri Chadosh. But according to Rashi, even in that situation, perhaps they can be mitzi each other, because Rashi's opinion is that as long as you're mechuy bedover, as long as you have a connection to this mitzvah, even though you currently don't have that obligation, it's enough for you to be able to be mitzi someone else. And actually, this is perhaps the pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah, discusses the mchal lios b'Shabbos. If your dalet Adar is on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says kfar vayolos gedolos magdim v'koyim liyom haknisa. They all read the Megillah on Thursday, the 12th of Adar. Mekafas chama, they read the Megillah on Tezvav Adar, which is their zman. And the question is, if we look in the Mishnah, till now the Mishnah spoke about people who read the Megillah an earlier date, and the Mishnah always says Magdimim. Here, the Mishnah says Magdimim the Kairim. So the question is, why does the Mishnah use here the words Magdimim the Kairim? So some Mefarshim, the Siach Yitzchok, wants to explain, because what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that if Purim falls out on Yudal, if Yudal Adar falls out on Shabbos, something actually which can't be in our calendar, so the Mishnah says that we celebrate Purim, both the people who live in the unwalled cities and the people who live in the villages celebrate Purim on Yudal Adar. Magdim and Vakarim shows that they celebrate all of the aspects of Purim, both the Kriyas Megillah and the Suda. Everything is done on that day. But I saw that other Mefarshim want to suggest that actually, perhaps this is a raya to the opinion of the Rosh. Only in this case, where both the Bnei Kfarim and the Bnei Ayoris are both have the din to read the Megillah on this case, on Yud Beis Adar, is there a halacha that the people of the Ayoros could read the Megillah on behalf of the people of the Kfarim? But in a situation where the people of the Kfarim are coming and are reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, but it's not their day, but it's not the day of the people from the cities to read, the people of the unwalled cities to read the Megillah, there the halacha will be that they can't read the Megillah on their behalf. And that's why the Mishnah is very meduyik. When it's only the Bnei Kfarim who are coming in early and are reading the Megillah, the Mishnah only uses the words Magdimim. It doesn't say Vekirim. Because we can't have the people from the cities where these Bnei Kfarim now find themselves read the Megillah on their behalf. Whereas, if it's now the Zman to read the Megillah for even the people of the unwalled city, because Purim fell out, Yudalad Adar fell out on Shabbos, then Magdimim, and not only Magdimim, the Kairim, here the people of the cities could read the Megillah on behalf of the Bnei Kfarim. And the Paiskim point out that this question is relevant to another issue discussed in halacha. And that is, we know that the halacha is that if somebody missed counting the Sfira one night, then he cannot continue counting the Sfira with a bracha for in the coming nights. So the question is, this question comes up, you have an individual who's going to be the Shliach Tzibur. And in this shul, the Shliach Tzibur is the one that counts the Sfira, makes the bracha first and counts the Sfira. And it's very embarrassing for this individual to count, to not be able to count the Sfira. He's making an announcement, so to speak, I missed the night counting, and therefore I no longer count with a bracha. Or the same Shaila comes up with a Rav. Could a Rav miscounting Sfira one night? In his shul, the minig is that the Rav counts the Sfira first with a bracha. This Rav is no longer counting the Sfira with a bracha because he missed one night. And it's embarrassing. So the Paiskim discuss, perhaps there's something that we could do on his behalf. And that is, he could go over to an individual, this Rav, the Shliach Tzibur, and tell this person, you're still counting with a bracha, let me make the bracha on your behalf. So the question is that a legitimate approach? So the Pri Chadash, this Pri Chadash is very much consistent with the Pri Chadash that we're quoting in our Shurim here, says no. Why? Because the Pri Chadash is certainly following the opinion of the Rosh, as the Mishnah Brura quoted the Pri Chadash, that the Pri Chadash's opinion is that if I'm not able to do something, even though it's a mitzvah that I have a connection to, I can't be mitzi someone else that has still that chiyuv. And therefore, since even though this Shlich Tzibur or this Rav are certainly obligated in the mitzvah sphira, but here they're not able to count with a bracha, so they can't be mitzi someone else who still does count with a bracha. That's the opinion of the Rosh. But according to Rashi, the way the Stipler and the Chasam Sofer explain Rashi's opinion, that Rashi holds, as long as I am mechuyev bedover, as long as I have a connection to this mitzvah, even though I don't currently have this obligation, I can be mitzi someone else. According to Rashi, this would be acceptable. The Prima Gadim actually points out that it's not a perfect comparison, because by the question of Sfira Soimer, there's another point to be considered. And that is that when we speak about the Sfira, there's this whole din that if someone is not obligated, that if somebody skipped a night, he no longer counts with a bracha, is actually a machloikis rishonim. And although there we paskin that if you missed counting one night, you should no longer count with a bracha, there are rishonim the paskin that every night of the sfira is a separate mitzvah. And since every night of the sfira is a separate mitzvah, I could continue counting with a bracha. So therefore, here we have a sfek sfeika. Number one, it could well be that the halacha is that even if you missed a night, you could continue counting with a bracha. Number two, even if you can't continue counting with a bracha, we do have, as we've been discussing, the opinion of Rashi that says as long as you're a mechuyi bedover, you can be mighty someone else. So it's not the same as Kriyas Megillah, where we don't have a double suffix. The Paiskim actually discussed this question. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Har Tzvi, in Ohr Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen, Ayin Hei, discusses the Shaila, and he says that this question came up with the Beis Halevi, and he actually did this approach that we're discussing, where he asked somebody who's still counting with a bracha, that he should be able to count with a bracha and be mitzi him. That's the Har Tzvi quoting the Beis Halevi. This question is met the Kaf Chaim in the Kaf Chaim is machmer in the Shaila. The Kaf Chaim in Simen Tov Reish Pei Tes Sif Cotton Tzadik Aleph says that this is not a valid approach. The Shaila HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi discusses this twice, both in Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadik Vov and Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. And he is clear in expressing that he really is not that prepared to be makel. He's only makel, says the Shevet HaLevi, where it's a question of Kavod HaRabbonis, where the Rav will be embarrassed that in front of his kehila that he's no longer able to count with a bracha. That's where the Shevet HaLevi is prepared to rely on this approach. Under other circumstances, the Beis HaLevi says, only if I'm actually mechuyev in something can I make the bracha. Otherwise, I can't be mitzi someone else, even though it's a mitzvah that I have a connection to.